In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. Going to be with you for the full three. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in, though? Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use your smartphone or your Alexa speakers or your tablet or your Commodore 64, your Swatch Watch, or your iPod, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance for anyone else that is out there. Oren Romain is back in the building, back on the show.
Yeah, you didn't scare me off. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, you made it one show and then you missed a week.
Yeah, so, sounds about right. Yeah, I had to detox.
Yeah, so we've got a show tonight and a show tomorrow. I'll see you about Thanksgiving at that point with the way that this goes. So.
Pretty much, yeah. We'll just be strangers in the night until we meet up again, probably around Thanksgiving.
He is at Oren Romain. Well, we've got a lot of catching up to do on the show here this evening. All right, let's start with the Falcons, who obviously it is Tuesday, off day today, as they get ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And look, that was – Oren's already looking at me cross-eyed. Again, we have these – we have these sayings and things. I don't know what that was on Sunday. And I'll fully admit, because we'll talk about this later on the show – so I took my daughter to go see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie on Sunday afternoon, and I really didn't want to get any score updates and things like that. I was off Twitter, and again, I was in a movie theater, so I wasn't going to be on Twitter or whatever like that. But I've got that, Oren, I've got this, the NFL Plus Premium or whatever like that, and let me tell you what's so great about that. I buzzed through that game in about an hour and a half, the entire game.
No commercials, just watching key plays and everything too. Yeah.
Yep. And just fast forwarding through all of the, in between stuff and halftime and everything else. About an hour and a half is what I had to see of that game. And look, here's the thing. I didn't understand. We'll get more, into this because there's a lot going on. I didn't understand Arthur Smith going for two. Now, I know everybody's, you know, come out and say, well, you know, the math says this and that. Okay, but that's all based upon you make it. Yes, I understand that when you're down by, what, 14, that you go for two because if you make it, the math. Okay, that's great if you make it. I think fourth down plays in the NFL are somewhere around 45 to 50% success rate. So you already don't have a very good success rate calling that play. And I think the stat that I saw is when you kick the extra point, you tie the game 91% of the time. Okay? At this point, I'll take a tie and, you know, roll the dice going into overtime. But I didn't understand the going for two there. I don't care what the math tells you. When something is all based upon being successful and there's no, you know, there's no thought about what the risk is, I don't really understand all of that. So that's one thing. Look, Desmond Ridder, that second interception was a dreadful play. I mean, a dreadful play. Like, that is something that you can't do whether you've played one game, four snaps, 30 years, 6 minutes, whatever you've played in the NFL, you can't just throw that ball up into no man's land. And by the way, the delay of game penalty was just as bad before that. And that's the game. That was the game right there. The Commanders just go, yeah, because they were running the football, and they knew what they had. They knew that they didn't have an offense that was high-powered, and they had to do dial a score. By the way, how about this stat, Orn? Ready? Okay. This is from NFL Research. I don't know if you saw this or not. Nine teams this weekend, in the whole NFL weekend, right? Nine teams this weekend won by scoring 20 or fewer points in week six. Nine teams won scoring 20 or fewer points. That's the most since 1999. The most teams in a week in what, 25 years, 24 years? Nine teams won by scoring. So it's not like the whole league is averaging 30 points a game. Nine teams won by scoring less than three touchdowns. So you can tell me about all the offense and it's a whole league and all that. Okay. That's from NFL Research. I didn't make it up. Talk to them. So again, I don't know what to make of this whole thing. I do know this, and we'll talk more about this coming up next segment. They have to find a win. And I talked about this in week one against the Carolina Panthers. I don't care if you play well. I don't care if you play bad. I don't care if you win 3-2. You have to find a way to win that game against Carolina at home. Guess what? You have to find a way to win this weekend. Because if this thing starts falling to 3-4, 3-5, that whole thought about winning the division is going to go out the window very quickly. It's going to go out the window. Now, thankfully, everybody in the NFC South lost. You know, the Saints lost. The Buccaneers lost as well. Again, the Carolina's not even competitive at this point. So you got to find a way to win. And I don't care if it's good, bad, ugly, whatever. Find a way to win. If it's 4-1, if you win 4-1, then that's fine. I don't care. 4-1, Orin.
The reliever give up a 3-run homer late. Yes. That would happen?
Yes. I don't care how you have to get two safeties and they drop kick it through the uprights. Again, just whatever you got to do. Whatever you have to do, you have to find a way to win. So we'll get more into the Falcons here coming up in the next segment. So the last time we were on was Wednesday night for for just a short period. And then I was with Grant McCulley and Rob Tribble for the post-game show, which was a post-mortem because that was the 10-4 game. That was game three. Whew. This is 2003 all over again for the Braves. They were dominant during the regular season. That 2003 team was the team that this team just beat as far as most runs scored in the 20th century and beyond. That was that juggernaut offense. That was Javi with 40 homers. That was Chipper, Andrew, and Gary Sheffield in your outfield with more than 100 homers and over 400 runs driven in. That was Rafael Furcal scoring 125 runs. That was Marcus Giles with like 45 doubles that year and 20 homers to go along with it. That was Robert Fick hitting 280 with like 75 RBI on that team. And all the Hall of Fame pitchers. And you know what? They went up against Pryor and Wood and got completely dismantled. Sheffield was a complete non-factor in that series. Javi didn't do anything. Chipper had one good game, and that was it in that series. I remember that series. Pryor and Wood, that was what that whole thing was about. Well, this year, Wheeler and Nola. And the bats just went silent. And everybody has blame in this mess. Because it's a mess. You can't be 162. I don't want to hear about the schedule and the week off and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to hear about all that stuff. You were the best team in baseball all season long. At least even, again, you didn't even make it to the second round of the play, or I guess the NLCS. You lost to the Phillies, who you beat by, 18 games or whatever in the division? They were 18-13 the last 2 years in the regular season against them. And they got blasted. And again, we'll talk about this later on, but where do you go from here? I know Alex Anthopoulos has said, well, we've got a plan and all this, that, and the other. Good. Good. Because this is going to turn very quickly into what's happened in the 90s. We're already 6 years into, hey, we got six division championships, and we do have the World Series to show for it. But you mean to tell me that there shouldn't have been better playoff baseball over these last handful of years? So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the show, specifically 9 o'clock. We will do Rank'em tonight. We'll do that coming up at 9:40, so you can hit us up on the Twitter line, text line, everything in between. Hawks do lose for the first time this season. So they lost last night to the, Indiana Pacers, was it? Now they get ready for Friday night's preseason finale against the 76ers. And believe it or not, after Friday, we're going to be talking about regular season basketball and that long, drawn-out, never-going-to-end regular season of NBA basketball. It never ends. They'll have basketball until July of next year. It will. It'll be July of next year by the time NBA basketball's over. Then they take 3 weeks off and they're back in camp. That's how it goes. So, again, I think we're going to try to talk to Brad Rowland, I think, coming up tomorrow night, right? So we're going to talk some Hawks with him. But, you know, look, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what you take from preseason at this point. Guys are trying to work some things out. Guys are trying to figure some things out. We won't know for a while. Look, here's what I will say. Hawks need to get off to a really good start this year. I don't want to hear about, you know, whatever this and the other. Hawks need to be a top four seed in this Eastern Conference and figure out a way to get it done. Again, much like the Falcons, they need to figure out a way to get it done. So we'll talk to Bob Nightingale. We'll also talk some college football with Bill Bender coming up at 8:20 as well. But coming up next, it's been dreadful on the road, but now your backs are really up against the wall. We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
AIM.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929.
On the road again.
Yep. Falcons headed back out on the road again. Next two games on the road. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll talk to Bob Nightingale in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll talk some Braves and MLB with the national columnist for USA Today. Oren Romaine, let me ask you a question. Do you know what September 25th, 2022 was? What happened on that day? September 25th, 2022.
Would that be the last time the Atlanta Falcons won a road game?
Yep. Sure would be.
Yes. What do I win?
Nothing. You win a bucket of pride.
Thank you.
Where have you heard that before?
I'll redeem that at a later time. Yeah, yes.
That's the last road win for the Atlanta Falcons. It's been more than a calendar year since the Falcons have won themselves a road game. And by the way, last year, that was the third game of the year, and they didn't win another road game after that. It's been a full calendar year. And we said this in the first segment, and it gets to a point where the math is not going to start working out. You can tell me about how early it is and this and that and all these other things, but the math is not going to work itself out. You can't start off whatever 4-8 and think you're winning the division. There's not going to be math for all of that. And so you have to figure out a way to win in your division. That's number one. And I'm not just talking about on the road. I'm talking about just in general. Win in the division, win your conference games, and be great at home. Well, again, they dropped a game, you know, at home. Okay. Now you can't let that spiral, though. And this team is just, they're not figuring out a lot of ways to get things done. And I was watching, you know, some of the film with how the Redskins are seeing some of Baldy's breakdowns, what the Commanders, I should say, what they were doing lining up. Teams are going to line up. Teams are going to line up and stop the run. Now, look, if you're asking Desmond Ridder to win football games when he has 47 pass attempts, it's never going to happen. Oren Romaine, let me ask you another question.
I'm ready.
Was Matt Ryan a prolific passer for his career?
Yes.
Okay.
Based on the numbers, I would say yes.
Okay. 60-some, 70-some thousand yards.
Yeah, that kind of puts you in the prolific passer stratosphere, I would say yes.
His last 4 years with the Falcons, he averaged 600 pass attempts a year. Would you think that's a pretty good amount of passes?
That's a lot of passes, yes.
Okay. Okay, and he had years bigger than that. Okay. Matt Ryan, in games where he threw it 45 or more times, that happened 40 times. Do you know what his record was?
Probably well below 500.
How about 11 and 28 and 1? He had one tie against the Texans 1 year. And I think that was in 2012 or something like that. But he had one tie against the Texans. He was 11 and 28. Oren, would you say Matt Ryan's a prolific passer?
No. I don't know how to answer this now, John. You've thrown the numbers at me now, so it's kind of...
No, what I'm asking, has he been a prolific passer for his career based on yards, touchdowns?
Yes, based on yards, touchdowns, number of attempts,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And did he have success with the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, won an MVP here, went to a Super Bowl, went mm-hmm. to a
two
couple of
championship
NFC Championship games. Yeah.
Yeah, two. So, again, that's the greatest quarterback in franchise history, and when he threw it 45 or more times, he was 11, 28, and 1. Didn't matter if he had Michael Turner. Didn't matter if he had Roddy White or Julio Jones. Didn't matter what his roster was. Didn't matter if it was all the bums at the end of his career. Didn't matter if it was Leonard Pope he was throwing to. Michael Jenkins.
Well, you got
to
bring in Leonard Pope.
Todd Gurley.
Just a random Georgia tight end.
Yes. Well, he was on that team in 08. Was it 08, right? He was our first tight end, right? Leonard Pope was on that 08 team, I believe, 08, 09 team. So, again, if he can't get it done, and there's been stats about when guys have to throw it 40, 45 times and stuff like that, even the Tom Brady's of the world don't win. What do you think Desmond Ridder's going to do when you ask him to do that? Either you have to put him in his comfort zone or you're going to lose a bunch of ball games. Because guess what teams are not going to do? They're not going to give in to the Falcons' run game. They're not going to change up what they do because they know the Falcons have to live that way. You better beat them on screens or short passes or hot reads or whatever you want to call it to loosen up your defense. And by the way, the Falcons, I thought, did a good job of running the football in the second half. But when you start playing behind the whole game, you get into situations where you're going to have to throw it 47 times and you're never going to – I'll make you a bet right now, Oren. Desmond Ridder will never win a game where he throws it 47 times. When he throws it 45, Matt was 11, 28, and 1. What do you think Desmond Ritter's going to be if he throws it 40 or more times, 45 or more times? That's not going to happen. They have to figure out how to get back to Falcons football. Now, again, you don't have to average 30 points a game. Even though the Redskins were giving up, or the Commanders, or whatever they're called now, they were giving up 31, 32 points a game? They were second from the bottom as far as points per game given up in the league. They gave up 40 to Justin Fields, who's only got one more career win than Desmond Ridder does. You don't have to score 40. Nine teams scored 20 or less and won. And you're getting good enough defense. You have to go on the road and figure out how to beat the Succoneers. Orrin's shaking his head back there. But this, if you can't win on Sunday, I have a bad feeling that this is going to start to give away. And let me tell you something. Taylor Heinicke ain't the answer either. He ain't the answer. You're going to have to ride or die with Desmond Ridder. And it's been a 10-game sample size for Desmond Ridder. Not even a full season. I heard what Dave Archer said. Did you hear what Dave Archer said?
He called some people, said if you think that – he called them idiots, people did, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he did. Yeah. He was on the morning shaft on Monday, and what? He was on the morning shaft on Monday.
Shift.
Yeah, that's
Shift.
What I said. I said morning shaft. He was on the morning shaft on Monday, and he called people. He said, well, if you think Desmond Ridder's regressing, you're an idiot. Okay. I don't know if he's regressing because it's been so herky-jerky up and down, and one week it's good. And look, he threw for a whole bunch of yards, and actually, I thought he played well other than especially that second iron. Now, look. First interception, guy made a play. That happens in the NFL. Guess what? Those guys get paid on defense too. Third one, he was trying to force a play in. They were just trying to force a play on that third one. The second one, there's no excuse. No excuse. With the delay of game and that second interception, no excuse for what that was. You can't make that play in the NFL. That play will kill you every time in the NFL. You won't win a game in the NFL if you make plays like that. And I saw another stat that he's made, I think, the most, the most turnover-worthy plays or something like that. I'm not surprised. Well, C.J. Stroud is, okay, C.J. Stroud's the number two pick in the draft. He was probably the most NFL-ready guy in this year's draft. I said when the draft was coming around, Orrin, I wanted to trade up for C.J. Stroud. Let me trade up for C.J. Stroud. But they're going to have to figure this out. And again, they don't have to score 30 points a game. They've got – and look, they marched right down the field and scored a touchdown in that game. Marched, they gave up the field goal and marched right back around. They were connecting with Kyle Pitts, with Drake London. Jonnu Smith was getting involved. But you can't play this style of offense with 47 pass attempts, 39 pass attempts for Desmond Ridder. And the coaches are going to have to figure it out. And again, you don't have to score 30 points a game. You don't have to score a whole lot. But you got to be at least competent. And you're asking Desmond Ridder to do not enough. You know, who was it? Peter King talked about if he could just play B-minus football, just play B-minus football, Falcons can win a lot of games. They can. Their schedule's dreadful. You think the Commanders are any good? You think the Texans are any good? The Panthers are a joke? The Packers, they're dreadful too. The only team that we've played that's probably any good is Detroit. Even the Jaguars. Are mediocre. Detroit's the best team we played. That might be the two best teams we play all year is Jacksonville and Detroit. But you're going to have to get this thing on track or this season is going to go in the tank very quickly. And I don't think anybody's getting fired. I don't think general managers, head coaches, whatever, are getting fired if they don't make the playoffs. I don't believe that for a second. I mean, if you held on to Mike Smith and Dan Quinn for as long as you did, you're not firing Arthur after 3 years. So, again, wrap your arms around the fact that Ritter's going to be the quarterback, the coach is going to be in place, and a lot of that stuff is not going to change. But everybody's got to get better. Everybody's got to get better. Everybody has to play better. If you have to win games 11-4, whatever, that's how you have to win. That's how you have to win. All right, Bob Nightingale will join us when we get back. We'll talk some Braves and some playoff baseball with him. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio, and that's the game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Well, NL and AL championship series going on right now. Philadelphia has got a one-game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and believe it or not, the Texas Rangers have a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros. But we also got some bigger fish to fry with this Braves debacle that we had just a few days ago. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta with us this evening.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, let's before we get into current day, let's go back a little bit into what the Braves did. Look, Bob, I said that this is 2003 all over again. Instead of Pryor and Wood this time around, it was Wheeler and Nola, and the bats went silent. They didn't make enough plays. They couldn't get anything going offensively. So with that, what are your thoughts about what the Braves have to do different? I mean, it's easy to just say, you know, hit the ball better. But, again, in a more 35,000-foot view, was there anything about the Braves that was just kind of, you know, something that was just problematic going into the playoffs in this matchup?
Well, you think that pitching injuries, you see at the wrong time, you know, unfortunately for them. I mean, you know, when you have, Max Fried go down, miss the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Charlie Moore's not around for the first round. It's just, you know, a bad timing with injuries. So you're going in with, you know, just one regular guy in Strider, it hurt them. So I put it just on the pitching injuries. I'm the best all-around team in baseball. I still believe they're the best team in baseball, even though they're sitting home right now. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, in the postseason, you never see a team just, you know, blow out people with their offense. You've got to have pitching go with it. And unfortunately for them, they didn't have those, you know, shut-down pitchers.
Yeah, and I, Bob, I think one of the things that I thought was really problematic wasn't just, you know, the lack of timely hitting, but the amount of strikeouts. And this was a team that actually did a pretty good job. There were guys, you know, even Austin Riley and Michael Harris, those were guys that actually had better year-over-year strikeout numbers given the number of at-bats and things, but they just struck out way too many times. And when you have a lot of outs without contact, I mean, you can't get anything going.
Yeah, excuse me. It's a no, that's always a problem. But, you know, you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, the same thing. The team strikes out all the time. And, you know, here they are. Sometimes it's the way they're built. You know, you hate to see that, but that's what brought them there too. That's why Philadelphia's here with all the power. You know, they strike out a ton of times.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So there are very few kind of frontline starters, and the Braves are going to have to look at that because, again, we don't know if Morton is going to be back and, you know, some of these other guys like Ian Anderson, you know, what the future of Bryce Elder is. Do you think that the Braves get in the market for another frontline starter, whoever that is, whether it's Snell or Nola or, God forbid, Otani or whatever, but do you think that they dip themselves into the marketplace and look for another frontline starter?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think you look at Aaron Nola. I'm not sure they would spend that kind of money. But Nola's right there. You get to take him away from Philadelphia. Look at Jordan Montgomery. You know what Montgomery's done? You get him a lot cheaper price than Nola. He'd be a perfect fit. I mean, even a guy like Wade Miley, you know, would be a nice replacement for Charlie Morton. But, yeah, I think they'll go get our starter for sure, a veteran starter, to help them get through this. But I think Montgomery's going to make himself a lot of money the way he's pitching this postseason.
Do you get the sense that they're going to wait till the bitter end to give Max Fried an extension or not give him an extension? Like, what do you think the future is for a guy like Max Fried who – they typically don't want to put out that $250 million price tag on starting pitchers. You think Max Fried is here in a couple of years?
We'll see. I'm sure they'll try again this offseason, see if they can sign him, at rates they're comfortable with. It depends on Fried. Does he want to go out for the last, big dollar, get the free agent market, where, you get paid a lot more than signing an extension. So, it works both ways, too, where, they want to keep him at their price. And we've already seen, what Atlanta has done is that they're holding ground. They wanted Freddie Freeman to come back. They wanted Dansby Swanson to come back, but their terms, and, neither thought they had the right terms. So track record-wise, you think, okay, maybe tough to bring Freed back. He's going to want top dollar, as he should.
Let's look at a couple of these series, Bob. The Braves made the fatal mistake of trying to pitch to Bryce Harper, and obviously Arizona did the same thing last night, and he makes him pay. At some point, whether that's, mentally, literally, whatever, you got to take the bat out of his hands at some point, don't you? No matter what the consequences are about other guys in the lineup, you can't continue to have, maybe the planet's best player continue to beat you night in, night out.
No, he got hot, and I'm sure that competitive pitchers are getting him out, and, it backfired, Yeah, that can happen. Remember Barry Bonds, when he first came out in the postseason, he struggled and then just got hot, and then it was impossible to get him out. And I think it's the same type of thing like with Harper. Sometimes just pick your poison. What Philly's got going for him is they got other guys that line up. Obviously, they can beat you. It's not a one-man show by any means.
Is Zach Wheeler maybe one of the more underrated starters in Major League Baseball?
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that one, John. He's been terrific. That's been a nice contract that's worked out for them. I'm sure the Mets are kicking themselves like, man, we should have kept this guy. But people don't know Zach Wheeler, but he's been a stud all season and really stepping up now.
Do you vote on the Cy Young, Bob?
No, I do MVP.
Okay,
but not Cy Young. You can only do either one, Cy Young or MVP.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know which one you did. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I had Cy Young, I think it's Blake Snell in a heartbeat. And he's another guy. I mean, Snell would be a great fit in Atlanta. I think I'm not sure how he'd do in some big markets. I think Atlanta he'd be just fine.
Well, and I ask you this because, if you look at some of the top duos in Major League Baseball as far as starters go. Like, I really do think that Max Fried and Spencer Strider are two of the better top-line starters in Major League Baseball. Maybe you can add another pitcher to it, but again, it does feel like that the Braves have a couple of guys who are top rotation guys, and you're just kind of trying to fill in everywhere else, in some of those. I mean, you're not going to have five number one starters in a rotation. And I think the Braves are in pretty good shape when you look across the landscape of Major League Baseball.
No, they are. It'd be nice to have that top, third guy. I mean, obviously, Strider had a good year, great year, but not like he did a year ago. Same with Fried. Back in the glory days, it was Maddox, Smoltz, Glavine. It's almost like he needed that third guy, in that case, Smoltz. They win that World Series when Smoltz is healthy. It seems like the guys that do well in the postseason are the hard-throwing guys. The finesse guys, just don't have that, greater record. You look at Kershaw, Maddox and Glavine did not have the same, production in the postseason as Smoltz. So I think the velocity plays more in postseason time.
Bob, when you look at this Rangers and Astros series, you and I talked early in the year about this Texas Rangers team, and you thought that they were a team that, would get better and could potentially make a run, in the playoffs. What is it that they've done so well? It's kind of a, I don't want to say Cinderella story, but, this was a team that wasn't, expected to be as good as what they are, and now they're knocking on the doorstep of being in the World Series.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter, John, of the pitching stepping up. I mean, you look at what Montgomery has done, pitching lights out, what Nate Eovaldi has done. Atlanta didn't have that. These guys have those guys stepping up.
Now you got Scherzer's going to pitch, you know, game three tomorrow night. But I think that's a big thing. The bullpen has really recovered. I mean, as bad as they were during the regular season, you know, this is they're a different animal now.
You know, what do you think is going to ultimately happen to the playoff format? Do you think there's going to be any changes? Because, again, we had all of the top teams as far as regular season wins that were knocked out early in the playoffs. Is this something that baseball needs to revisit? Or are you like me, again, you have to get hot. You have to play well. You're not going to be handed anything. And I don't think schedule really has anything to do with it.
No, neither. I mean, I think it's just a thing happens. And we've seen so many 100-win teams, you know, that did not win the World Series. You know, I talked to, you know, a bunch of GMs and say they're kind of tired of people complaining about the buys. Say, hey, if I get a wild card spot, I'll give up my buy, you know, any second. I'll take a buy. You know, everybody wants that buy to rest things up. It just happens. I mean, Dodgers pitching was a mess at the end of the season. Atlanta's like we talked about, missing, you know, two or three guys. It didn't, you know, didn't hurt Houston with the bye. But, yeah, I think it's just a situation where that can happen. I don't think they need to even address it. You know, give it a chance to see if this worked out for 2 years.
Do you think that the first round should go to a seven-game series?
I don't. Not unless you want to play until mid-November. I really don't. It's just too much. You know, now you're hitting on November 2nd, November 3rd. But, you know, tell you what, these first rounds, so take away Atlanta, Philly. You know, I think that thing could have gone seven games. But I don't think the Dodgers are ever going to beat Arizona, you know, that sort of thing. I just think it won't, you know, it wouldn't matter. So I think best of seven series. And going that long, all of a sudden now you got some tired pitchers at the end of that thing. So, no, I like the way it is. You know, if you want to go back to a one-game wild card thing, that's fine. But I don't think that's fair either. I like the fact it's best of three, just in case something goes dreadfully wrong that first game. You know, you got a chance to recover, even though we saw four two-game sweeps.
Yeah, and, you know, that's been the big argument. Just, you know, if you're not going to change up the format, should you extend? And I'm with you, Bob. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to – You've got to play playoff baseball, and I think some of these teams just were not ready for, you know, what some of these other teams were. I mean, again, Philadelphia has been clutch in the playoffs over the last couple of years, and, you know, again, some of these teams that were on the outside looking in, just again, you have to pitch well, you have to get timely hitting, and, you know, do you think that maybe some of these, and again, I know it's the wave of baseball, but you know, most of these big all-time home run teams just end up not getting it done. I mean, the Twins and Yankees and Braves, you know, that's three examples right there of the most home runs ever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put the, you know, ball in play. Like you said, you know, got to cut down the strikeouts. A lot of times, you know, when you have to build a great regular season team, you got to make sure, you know, at least mid-season time, you want to make sure it's a team in October, too. And I think, you know, that's what the Phillies have done. But, you know, you think with the Phillies' bad first half, they were a 100-win team, you know, second half. So it wasn't like, you know, that, which would have been the same as Atlanta. You just got, you know, not the right time. But, you know, they had the pitching. And like I said, I mean, the Dodgers, they were a complete mess. There's no way they should have won 100 games this year. But they're platooning and doing matchups, things like that. Those type of teams, you know, have trouble. You know, Baltimore, you know, didn't get any help with the trade deadline with their starting pitchers. That let them down. So I think it's a thing where if you really want to, you know, be a force, you know, come playoff time, maybe you got to go out and get that big-time starter at the trade deadline if he's out there.
USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again soon as we head toward the World Series.
Okay, look forward to it, John. Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We will hear from the head coach from yesterday's press conference and the Pro Football Focus grades for Falcons versus Commanders. It's all next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I think just a matter, you know, John, of the pitching stepping up. I mean, you look at what Montgomery has done, you know. Pitching lights out. What Nate Eovaldi has done. You know, Atlanta didn't have that. You know, these guys have those guys stepping up. Now you got Scherzer's going to pitch, you know, game three tomorrow night. But I think that's a big thing. The bullpen is really recovered. I mean, as bad as they were during the regular season, you know, this is they're a different animal now.
You know, what do you think is going to ultimately happen to the playoff format? Do you think there's going to be any changes? Because, again, we had all of the top teams as far as regular season wins that were knocked out early in the playoffs. Is this something that baseball needs to revisit? Or are you like me, again, you have to get hot. You have to play well. You're not going to be handed anything. And I don't think schedule really has anything to do with it.
No, neither. I mean, I think it's just a thing happens. And we've seen so many 100-win teams, you know, that did not win the World Series. You know, I talked to, you know, a bunch of GMs and say they're kind of tired of people complaining about the buys. Say, hey, if I get a wild card spot, I'll give up my bye, you know, any second. I'll take a bye any season. You know, everybody wants that bye to rest things up. It just happens. I mean, Dodgers pitching was a mess at the end of the season. Atlanta's like we talked about, missing, you know, two or three guys. It didn't hurt Houston with the bye. But yeah, I think it's just a situation where that can happen. I don't think they need to even address it. You know, get a chance to see if this worked out for a few years.
Do you think that the first round should go to a 7-game series?
I don't. Not unless you want to play until mid-November. I really don't. It's just too much. You know, now you're hitting on November 2nd, November 3rd. But, you know, tell you what, these first rounds, so take away Atlanta, Philly. You know, I think that thing could have gone 7 games.
but I don't think the Dodgers are ever going to beat Arizona, you know, that sort of thing. I just think it won't, you know, it wouldn't matter. So I think best of seven series. And going that long, all of a sudden now you got some tired pitchers at the end of that thing. So no, I like the way it is. You know, if you want to go back to a one game wild card thing, yes, fine. But I don't think that's fair either. I like the fact it's best of three, just in case something goes dreadfully wrong that first game. You know, you got a chance to recover, even though we saw four two game sweeps.
Yeah, and you know that's been the big argument. Just you know, if you're not going to change up the format, should you extend? And I'm with you, Bob. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to you've got to play playoff baseball. And I think some of these teams just were not ready for you know what some of these other teams were. I mean, again, Philadelphia has been clutch in the playoffs over the last couple of years, and you know, again, some of these teams that were on the outside looking in. Just, again, you have to pitch well. You have to get timely hitting. And, you know, do you think that maybe some of these, and again, I know it's the wave of baseball, but, you know, most of these big all-time home run teams just end up not getting it done. I mean, the Twins and Yankees and Braves, you know, that's three examples right there of the most home runs ever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put the, you know, ball in play. Like you said, you know, got to cut down the strikeouts. A lot of times, you know, when you have to build a great regular season team, you want to make sure, you know, at least mid-season time, you want to make sure it's a team in October, too. And I think, you know, that's what the Phillies have done. But, you know, you think with the Phillies' bad first half, they were a 100-win team, you know, second half. So it wasn't like, you know, that, which it would have been the same as Atlanta. You just got, you know, not the right time. But, you know, they had the pitching. And like I said, I mean, the Dodgers, they were a complete mess. No way they should have won 100 games this year. But they're platooning and doing matchups, things like that. Those type of teams, you know, have trouble. You know, Baltimore, you know, didn't get any help with the trade deadline with their starting pitchers. That let them down. So I think it's a thing where if you really want to, you know, be a force, you know, come up playoff time, maybe you got to go out and get that big-time starter at the trade deadline if he's out there.
USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again soon as we head toward the World Series.
Okay, look forward to it, John. Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We will hear from the head coach from yesterday's press conference, and the Pro Football Focus grades for Falcons versus Commanders. It's all next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.